Today's Avos Maseches Yoman Daf Chav Vav. The new Mishnah has a fascinating halachic discussion discussing the third lottery of the day, which this one was for the Ketoras service, who was going to bring the incense, which was the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the altar that was found inside of the building of the Beit HaMikdash itself. And the participants had to be, says the Mishnah, Chadashim, they had to be new participants. Rashi explains to mean, Misha Lozacha LeKetoras Miyamav. The idea was, always trying to be someone who never had that opportunity before. And the Gemara confirms that in reality, there was always a new Kohen who got to be involved. There was never a repeat, and the reason for not having a repeat Ketoret specialist was because the one who performed the Ketoret received a blessing of wealth. So in order to share that bracha, in order to share that promise, that opportunity, the goal was to give the opportunity to as many Kohanim as possible, to have that opportunity to receive the bracha, the blessing of wealth. So comes the Maharil, quoting Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Rishonim. And this is quoted in the Ramah, Hilchos Bris Mila, Hilchos Mila, Yoredea, Seven Reish Samachay, Sif Yod Aleph. Says the Ramah, we know that the role of the person who holds the child during the Bris is called a Sandik. The Sandik at a Bris, says the Maharil, and quoted by the Ramah, is compared to one who is offering the Ketoras, one who is bringing the Ketoras, bringing the incense. Therefore, since our Mishnah says it should always be a first-timer for the Ketoras, the Sandik who holds the baby on their lap during the Bris can only have one go-round for a family with more than one son. Comes another Yehuda, Yoredea, Madurakama, Simen Peivav. And he questions the Ramah. He was asked, the question he was dealing with over there was someone who had a second son, and there was one Sandik around. He didn't have another option. It was the same person who had served as the Sandik for his first son. And the question was, is he permitted to ask this person to do it again, or need to go out and try to find someone based on the concept that the Bris Milah, the Sandik, is like the Kohen, bringing the Ketoras. Yes, it's true, says the Noda Behuda, that the thighs of the Sandik, the Yerechaim, the Sandik, are akin to the Mizbeach, akin to the altar. But who says that they're like the inner altar, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, of the incense? Maybe it's a reference to the Mizbeach Chitzoni, the outside altar, which had the Zrikas Adam, had sprinkling of the blood, similar to the Dam Mila, which is really a form of sacrifice, a form of Korban of sorts. Therefore, no new Sandik, no new individual should be needed at all. The Buddha resolves this by explaining there's a concept from the Yalkut Shimoni, the Medrash at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu, as we know, at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, was giving the Bris Milah to the members of his house. So he formed a what the Medrash says, a Givat Ha'oralot, a mound of the Orla skins. And the sun beat down, and they withered, the skins withered, and a smoke emanated and went up to Hashem in the likeness of the Ketoras. Says the Noda Behuda, from here we see this reference, this idea. Two more ideas from Noda Behuda, that in many towns, the Rav of the town was the go-to set Sandik for all the brisin that would take place. This reflected the position of the Kohen Gadol, who we learned in the first parak, was able to choose and perform any service that he wanted, without having to even join in the lottery. And he could do so multiple times. Even the Ketoras, he could do it multiple times. Finally, the Noda Behuda comments on the promise of wealth, that this is not seen by every person who serves as a Sandik. Not every person who serves as a Sandik all of a sudden became wealthy. So he suggests that perhaps Hezachet was Gorem, that any sins that this person, and the Gra as well, asks us in his commentary in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodea on that simon as well, this person has certain sins. In order for those sins to get cancelled, the opportunity to be a Sandik is an incredible level to be involved in that, to cancel out the promise of wealth, and that's of course in place of going into the territory of having to go through Yisurin and suffering. A different idea, the Daf Aldaf quotes the Makor Chesed commentary on Sefer Chasidim, that many did not become rich off of being a Sandik, and he quotes the Maharei Naim, the Chernobyl Rebbe, Parshas Re'ei, in the Pasuk Aser Te'aser, which Chazal learned to give Meiser Aser Bishvil Tadid Yashar. You give Meiser, you're going to become wealthy. Says the Chernobyler, it's not talking about monetary wealth, but rather one is zocha to midat hiistapkut. To be truly wealthy is to be sameach b'chalko, to be happy and pleased with what our lot that Hashem gives us.